This is Daniela White with Urban Christian News Network. Thank you for joining us on this Wednesday, April 26, 2017. Here are the top news stories that you need to know about right now. First today, according to CBN, the transgender debate is heating up our nation and it doesn't look like it's going away anytime soon. A new Harvard University fact sheet is teaching students how to, quote, fight transphobia by learning what gender allegedly is, a social construct that can change on any given day. The fact sheet begins by asserting that, quote, sex assigned at birth and gender identity are not necessarily the same. The sheet continues, sex assigned at birth, gender identity, gender expression, sexual orientation, hormonal makeup, physical anatomy, and/or how one is perceived in daily life are not necessarily related. It adds that there are more than two sexes. It goes on to say that gender is, quote, fluid and changing and be expressed differently depending on the day. Second today, according to the Christian Post, Liberty University Center for Digital Wellness is overseeing a campaign to counter the apparent rising trend of addiction to digital technology. One of the efforts being overseen by the Virginia-based Evangelical Christian University is the Look Up campaign, which encourages young people to engage in offline social interaction. Dr. Sylvia Hart Frage, Executive Director of the Center for Digital Wellness, told the Christian Post that the Look Up campaign has been active throughout this semester. Third today, according to the Washington Times, in order to foster racial reconciliation, the church in America needs to admit it sees through a glass dimly on racial issues. Rap artist Propaganda, born Jason Emmanuel Petty, said in an interview now airing on Christian streaming channel Dove TV. Petty told Christian journalist and Dove TV Frankly Ferrassi host Matthew Ferrassi that I kind of think we could stand to be a little more honest about our shortcomings, our mistakes, and our failures, and be willing to say, like the scripture says, I see through a glass dimly. The attitude Christians should have, he said, is I don't have this figured out. I'm running at the cross just like you are. I am not what I want to be. Fourth today, according to the Christian Post, hundreds of people attended an event held at Pastor Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church to help resolve assorted legal issues, including outstanding warrants. Called Make It Right, Lakewood hosted the event on Saturday at the specific request of the local district attorney's office and Harris County commissioners. In comments emailed to the Christian Post, Lakewood Church General Counsel Reagan Van Steenis explained that the church agreed to hold the event because, quote, we believe in second chances. Van Steenis said the event offered attendees an alternative to appearing in court for low-level, nonviolent misdemeanor offenses. The event also offered a legal resource clinic with a team of volunteer attorneys and members from the Harris County Public Defender's Office offering free legal advice to the attendees. Fifth today, according to the Associated Press, the Queen of Soul is coming out swinging against fellow legend Dionne Warwick, accusing her of making up a story that she was Whitney Houston's godmother, even though the alleged offense happened 5 years ago at Houston's funeral. Aretha Franklin said in a phone interview, quote, she blatantly lied on me, fully well knowing what she was doing. Franklin called the Associated Press on Tuesday after sending a lengthy fax the day before to address what she claimed was a libelous statement against her made 5 years ago at Houston's funeral. At the time, Warwick told funeral goers that Franklin was there and introduced her, but then realized she was not in attendance, though Sissy Houston, Whitney Houston's mother, said in the days afterward that Franklin was not Houston's godmother. In fact, it was Darlene Love. Franklin felt the comment was damaging to her and planned to address it at a later date. Sixth today, according to the Christian Post, Wesleyan University in Connecticut is moving forward with plans to use university funds to create a resource center that will promote LGBT rights, among other social justice causes. Michael Roth, president of the private institution founded in 1831, updated the college community last month about the school's plans to open a multicultural resource center, which was demanded by hundreds of students who campaigned for a number of changes to be made to address discrimination and lack of equity on campus, after an op-ed in the school newspaper that was critical of Black Lives Matter had upset some students. Roth explained that the center will be housed in a building that is currently being used as the Shapiro Creative Writing Center. Additionally, the school will begin searching for a director of the Resource Center. Finally today, according to CNBC, U.S. equities rose sharply on Tuesday as solid quarterly reports from several large-cap companies rolled through. The Nasdaq composite jumped about 0.7%, sending the index above 6,000 for the first time ever. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose about 250 points, with Caterpillar contributing the most gains. The S&P 500 advanced 0.6%, with financials and materials rising more than 1% to lead advancers. As you go throughout this day, keep this word in mind. Matthew 7:12 says, "Therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets." Brian Tracy said, "The happiest people in the world are those who feel absolutely terrific about themselves, and this is the natural outgrowth of accepting total responsibility for every part of their life." God loves you, always has, and always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask him to come into your heart, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks so much for listening, and may God bless your day.